Hawaiian cultural practitioners Ku'ule Higashi Kanahele and her husband Ahiena Kanahele are challenging what they say are industrial uses of Mauna Kea's conservation land for astronomy-related development. Attorney Bianca Isaki represents the couple.
The university never asked, BLNR never asked before they did all this construction whether or not they should do a district boundary amendment. And so they never had the opportunity to say no.
A district boundary amendment reclassifies land from one category to another. Categories include conservation, agricultural, rural, and urban.
Even if one telescope might have been okay when you successively cumulatively add all these telescopes, that's actually another reason that you want to get a district boundary amendment.
The Kanaheles petitioned the State Land Use Commission in September to determine whether the current use of Mauna Kea lands fits the current land classification. Opponents of the petition argue these issues were thoroughly vetted by the Board of Land and Natural Resources and later by the Hawaii Supreme Court in the TMT case. UH environmental law professor David Foreman says there may have been passing references to these issues.
But the fundamental question that the petitioners raise, that there should have been a boundary amendment process, was not addressed by the court in that case.
Petition opponents include the University of Hawaii, BLNR, and TMT, which have all requested the Land Use Commission deny the petition without a hearing. Whatever the commission decides, Foreman expects it will be appealed, sending the matter to the state Supreme Court.
That would be, a number of years as well, and so this could functionally delay, efforts to commence construction on the Mauna.
The State Land Use Commission is expected to decide the matter after 2 and possibly 3 full days of public testimony. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.